This is WSKG News. For the second time this year, a Cornell University graduate punished for sexual assault is suing the university in federal court. He's accusing the Title IX office of gender bias in their investigation. The cases are part of a growing trend across the country in which young men are suing universities for Title IX violations. At issue is whether the university followed its own published procedure. It says they'll allow each side, quote, an equal opportunity to be heard, submit evidence, and suggest witnesses. Ultimately, the young man was suspended for 1 year and then graduated this past May.
The process is in some very subtle ways that you'd have to watch unfold to truly understand is geared towards the accuser.
That's the young man's lawyer, Andrew Miltenberg. He says what concerns him the most is that the Title IX investigator chooses which information to go to the committee that makes the final decision, a decision that cannot be appealed. Miltenberg's represented over 100 men in cases like this at universities nationwide. Even though he represents the accused young man, Miltenberg still wants a young woman making an accusation to feel protected throughout the process.
You can have that and still have a process in place that the accused has a full and fair opportunity to defend themselves and protect their rights. I think that Cornell can do a much better job of reaching this middle ground, and I think that the Cornell process falls into this category of, you know, we can only protect one group of people throughout this process.
WSKG asked Cornell for an interview, but they declined and directed us to their Title IX webpage. Miltenberg's client is asking for a jury trial. A court date has been set for March of 2018. Celia Clark, WSKG News.